Hey, welcome back to another episode of A to Z. My name's Zero. To my bottom right is your man, Aaron Chase. You're at this episode, you probably know the deal, but I'll break it down anyway. I am your resident Yang, and he is your resident Yin. See, me and him are very similar in a lot of ways. Our baseline, whatever the core is that we are, is very similar, but the way we were raised, the way the world interacted with us, created two very different people. Me being the very positive, happy-go-lucky, things are rose-colored glasses, him being the very realistic, actual pessimistic. And in the world. And recently, if you watched the last episode, you'll know that he just experienced, well, we all experienced Thanksgiving. It's not a special thing that Aaron would do, but we all, he had his Thanksgiving with his family, which was an event because usually his Thanksgivings are traumatic and bad. So we're going to hear how that went.
It actually went really well. I think part of that was because of COVID, ironically.
Really?
Yeah, because my thing, what I've come to realize since quarantine is a lot of the biggest issues in my life were because I was around a lot of people and I was being influenced by people for good or for worse. So I could never figure out like, all right, well, what am I doing? What is my decision here? Like it was always tainted with other people's perspectives. Even if it was a good thing, ultimately for me, I could never tell if it was my decision or not. And
Got it.
so COVID created this. My family went all out with the social distance. We were in the backyard, we were outside. My aunt made signs like we were in a restaurant. Don't forget to wear your mask. And it's like, there's like seven of us here. Can you?
Yeah, like why did you do that?
But it was like there was hand sanitizer laid out, so that was the whole thing. And the last time we had all been around each other, all spoken at least, was my grandma's birthday. And I told you what happened then, right?
Not that I
I
recall.
had just watched Last Dance, and they were asking all of the kids of the family. The kids of the family, what we're all planning to do. And when they got to me, I brought up stand up, of course.
Yeah.
And then someone, I can't remember who, someone was like, well, what about interpreting in lawyers or whatever dumb shit?
The lawyer version of
Yeah.
interpreting.
Go to an
The
even more.
doctor, the top tier doctor of interpretation.
Yeah. Just basically keep doing whatever you're not passionate about so that you kill yourself one day, Aaron. That's basically. And so they did that, and
Okay.
like I snapped on them. Like I snapped. They got to see like a glimpse. You've seen a good deal of the anger, and I don't even think you've seen all of it in its most pure form. They got to
Okay.
see a fucking, they peekabooed at my level of anger towards all of them.
Just as a pause right here, audience members, this is Aaron describing a good Thanksgiving. Just for clarification, in case you're wondering where we're at in the story, this was a good one where he showed them a bit of his anger.
Well,
Okay,
context
go
though,
ahead.
this is before Thanksgiving. This was
Oh,
early. This
this was the
was,
birthday.
yeah, this was on
Grandma's
a,
birthday.
I'm sorry, what?
This was Grandma's
Yeah,
birthday.
this was a Zoom call that was months prior. So,
Oh, this was a Zoom call.
yeah, they got, they,
Okay.
it, yeah, there was a Zoom call months prior. So I like snapped and I got really scary, I think.
Okay.
And I essentially said to them, like, anyone who gets in my way gets knocked down and is going to have a problem. I got really threatening. And I don't think they
Yeah.
grasp, like, the reason I don't do this type of stuff in person is I don't want to snap and hurt somebody. So
Right.
they got to see an iota of the level of anger I have towards them and all of the stuff that they've done. So when we got to Thanksgiving, we got there. One, my girlfriend's there. There's fam like my family is all about presentation and not rocking the
Yeah,
boat.
like putting on a good
Yeah,
face.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So they weren't. Oh, hey, Marcus, you're still here. So they weren't.
Surprisingly, people are actually sticking around for this, right? They're just,
strange.
okay.
So they weren't.
We'll take it. You know, how bad do we think of our own podcast? We're like, people are watching
This
this?
isn't the worst. The worst podcast on the buddy system is Night Guy and Baldy, without question. Really? Yeah, it's just nonsense.
I feel like you guys are fun together.
We just get angry with each other every episode.
Okay. Anywho, back to.
So we get to Thanksgiving, and I'm with my girlfriend. I'm dressed in the clothes that make me feel comfortable. My hair is the way it wants to. Like, I'm going to Chicago. They don't know. I'm going to Chicago. Like,
you know what's also funny is the idea that, like, you're.
Hey.
Sorry, animals. This is why I do things in my room, because despite the bad lighting. All the animals want to be a part of the show. Anywho, it's interesting. It's that thing that you're saying, like, obviously, it's very clear your family, like, you and your family have a relationship that you wouldn't describe as good. Mm-hmm. And because it's not good, they don't watch A to Z or any of the programs that you put out. And if they watched even a couple episodes of A to Z, they would find out all, or even ACMM, yeah. They would find out all your plans, all your thoughts, yep. All the things. But, like, it's so funny to be putting something out in a public fashion on the internet. Because you and I grew up in the generation where the internet is king, where you put it out and it's not only out there forever, but everyone will see it. Even people you don't want will see it. And the fact that they haven't come across it is kind of amazing.
Well, they don't fuck with the internet like that. They're old.
Oh, that tracks.
And there's a piece of me that's like, I never want them to see any of this. And then there's a piece of me that's like, no, they should watch and listen to all of this so that they have a full grasp of what the fuck they have done. You know?
Yeah. I feel like it's all gonna, you know how, like, you happen upon an amazing show on Netflix or an amazing comedian, and because you didn't know about them and they've been around for years, you get to binge watch all their stuff. Yeah. I feel like that's what's gonna happen with you, is at some point your stuff is gonna start popping off, and then they'll be like, what is Aaron's podcast? And then they'll start watching some version of you, and it's gonna take them down a rabbit hole of content. They're like, What? I didn't know he hated us. Yeah,
well, I don't. Just to clarify, though, whenever they get to this episode, just to clarify, I don't hate them. I don't. Okay. It's just a lot of anger that I'm working through, and I actually feel really good. So, okay. So we get there, we do the thing. It's cool, you know. And then I left, and then the gossip started, as was expected. Oh. My other cousins were there, so they let me know.
Okay. the old inside cousin.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody has, like, their spy of the family who, like, is the one, like, did you hear about the team?
Well, it's our family's kind of been separated now from old heads to young bucks. Everyone old is separate from the young.
That's very black terminology.
What are you gonna do?
Old heads and young bucks.
Zero, I changed.
You really are becoming the joke of your comedy of you becoming the old black man is very much coming true. Yeah, well, I've never used the term young buck in my life.
Zero, I changed my shoes. Everything's different now.
Yeah, everything's. You got your Tims.
No, I got my Tims. You're it's ready. All different. I got my button ups.
Okay.
So I think. So the reason it was good was because they had the fucking decency to not try to tell me what to do, not tell me what to eat, not tell me to cut my hair, not tell me to do this or whatever bullshit. They had the fucking decency to, at bare minimum, let me leave, then talk your shit. That's all I ask. I don't give a fuck. Go talk. Do it. I'm doing it now.
So you're at the point where you're like, I want fake friends. Like, I want them to be fakey to my face. Yes. And then later, whatever comes up.
Well, that's a progress. Like, to me, be fake. I would say that as I don't want them to be fake, but if.
Yeah, no. I'm making jokes. Okay. Like, I understand that what you're saying is at a baseline, what they've been doing to you is unfiltered. Like, they're not considering your feelings or thoughts. Yeah. So they're just saying whatever they want, no matter what, and it's been affecting your psyche for, again, you've seen the podcast. Yeah. But so to go from that to, like, we don't do that to his face, but we have to talk later is better.
That's an improvement. My cousin told me, though, that my mom went up to my other cousin-in-law, I'm not gonna say his name because he, but he's basically. Have you seen Black Lightning, Black Dynamite, whatever? Just big. This dude.
Yeah. Black Dynamite.
This dude looks like he should be an extra in Black Panther. Like he's big, buff. Like he's a fucking. He's got a little bit of gray, but in that sexy Denzel Washington way.
So like the way I picture Tom Henry, what's the man?
Oh,
who
yeah, like that. No, Nick, I'm not going to say his fucking name.
Stop trying to make us dox family members, Nick.
So, Nick's out here trying to start trauma.
too late. The tea is spilled.
So, apparently my mom went up to him and was like, can you tell Aaron to do something with his hair? And according to my cousin, he was like, ma'am, I'm not going to tell a grown man how to wear his hair, which is exactly the fucking response that should be said. That's exactly what I want. Is like, I'm a grown fucking adult now. Like, you gotta stop it with this bullshit.
Do you feel like your cousins get where you're coming from? Do they see that your mom and family
are? My cousins are all very aware that, like, for whatever reason, they've all decided to fucking hone in on me specifically.
I'm very interested in this side tangent. What is the hairstyle your mom wants you to have?
Aaron, why don't you just look?
Oh, he kicked into an impression. All right.
Aaron, why don't you make your hair look like Obama? Obama has really nice hair. Just be like Obama. You know,
In my head, it's been so long since I looked at Obama. Does he just have a fade? It just has shade.
I think it's like a fade, short.
Yeah, like a regular fade. Yeah.
They want me to look like a senator.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Even when
I don't, and that's the thing that's very interesting to me is that they haven't picked up on like you're an artist. As much as that's a very pretentious way to call it, it's like. There are people there. It's science and there's art, and there are people who fall more creatively, and there are people who fall more logically in that stuff. Lawyers are usually not like the life of the. Well, there's some. It's not black and white, but you get what I'm saying. It's weird that they don't pick up on that and go, "Oh, okay, then we should go towards the
thing." I think they're starting to get it. That's what made me very happy about this Thanksgiving was.
Do you think a part of that is them getting older and tired?
No.
Like it's kind of like. Okay.
It was when I snapped on them. Okay. It was when they saw I'm telling you, man, they got a fucking glimpse of that anger and they have no idea that like. For future reference, no one's in danger. Everyone's okay. Before I say this, because it's going to sound aggressive and scary. Yeah. But don't understand the level of Aaron is a content creator. Oh.
She puts stars emojis around content creator. the word is influencer, Carly. Yeah. We're top tier influencers.
Yeah, we're influencing all six people in this
we're
live.
Sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
So we would get fucking, what is that? The Farmville at best.
But you know, I'm trying to get the Raycons.
Ooh, I'm Rick. Yeah, but
sponsored by Ray J. If I had one wish, I would get Raycons. I already got it planned out, man.
I see the wheels turning. So no, I'm not going to hurt anybody before I say this. But they don't. I think they got a glimpse into the fury that I've experienced over all of these years, and they got a glimpse of it, and they don't know that like had they caught me on the wrong day, the wrong time when I was younger, I would have fucking hurt someone. They don't understand that I have the level of patience I do because I have had to push all of this anger down to keep to keep in control. Because you know, I think I told you this. At a certain point, when you're surrounded by women, and you're older now, like you're fucking taller than them, you're stronger than them. Yeah. Imagine like someone's been fucking torturing you your whole life, and then you get to an age where you can fuck them up, like really kill them, and then they're right. getting in your face and they're yelling at you. It's like, as a man, your caveman instincts want to grab a piece of wood and smack them across the temple. And it's like, right. I don't think they've understood or respected the fact that I have given so much patience. I have been shockingly patient and calm with them. And they're very, very lucky that I decided to do that and I didn't snap and hurt one of them. I don't think they understand that. Yeah. I can't imagine being taller than anyone, says Marcus.
Marcus, also Raycons are wireless headphones. We're sponsored.
Well, that's for people of money. Marcus doesn't have money like that. He only has money for cocaine.
Okay. I always thought cocaine was like the rich man drug. Like, you got to be at a certain point to get cocaine.
Tell us, Marcus. Goddamn OJ.
He's delayed. He's still on your ranting about hurting women. He'll
catch up. You're saying?
Speaking on that, this is also a very beautiful PSA here about bullying. Because this is kind of also a thing that happens. It's a very meta thing, and it's very sad that it happened via your family, but like, it happens. It is what it is. But there is there's a tipping point. There is a point where like your self-control and also your want to just have it stop, like make it stop. Yeah. Then you do have to stand up. There's a level of like, okay, positive side of the story. There's good. You stand up against your bullies. You finally spoke out, said your piece, and went, hey, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I have the strength, but I'm not going to use it, but I need you guys to understand that I'm purposely not using it. And that's a decision I'm making on your behalf. But also stop messing with me because I don't know how much longer I can keep that from happening. You never would, but just throwing that warning out there is the positive side. It's called standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
Then on the negative side is the like, yeah, because if they hold that in too long and right, wrong place, wrong time, wrong day. I mean, we've seen the multiple school shootings and like horrible tragedies that come out of kids being treated away and then just snapping on adults or other kids or people, whenever a group of, I mean, you can make an argument, hot take here, knock, knock, gonna get a little bit political. The Black Lives Matter movement, when a group of people are pushed down for a really long time and felt unheard and unlistened to and beaten on and killed, they tend to lash out. And that lash out might come at the expense of Target. But it's a lot of stuff like that. It's very meta. That it carries. There's a song, and I'll wrap this up because I'm getting ranty, but there's a song that came out long time ago. I only remember it because I'm a dork that watched AMVs, like anime music videos, and there's a song that's like, High School Never Ends, and essentially it's the idea that like, all the stereotypes from high school grow up to be the stereotypes in adulthood. Not necessarily winning, but just like more advanced stages of what they were in high school. And it's interesting to me that song does have a lot of truth to it, that it's kind of that meta of like, you are the same kid that you were on the playground. You just like got smarter. Like you just learned more things and had experiences and learned how to communicate a little better. But like whoever you were at your core is who you are now, barring tragedy. Like when tragedy comes around, then your personality might get a little messed up. All right. Nick says in the comments, school shootings have a lot to do with drugs, both illegal and prescription. Colombian kids were known to be on Prozac. That's a hot take, Nick. I don't know where you got those facts.
I feel like COVID's affecting Nick. I feel like Nick's going to a darker place.
That was not a thought I expected to come out of Nick. Marcus that school shootings have to do with people like you, Nick Laney.
Zero, let me just say, I like this chat over the last chat because
I knew you were going to bring up Lila.
No, I wasn't even going to say, I didn't know, but not even
if people watch the last episode, then they know who you're talking about. We've only had like three people in the comments.
Yeah, but what I like about this is it's not stupid. there's some context that it has to do with what the fuck we're talking about, and it's not like Nick and Marcus are fun, and they're not being like, hey, why are you angry? Bitch, watch the whole show. Watch up to episode whatever we're at then, and you'll know why the fuck I'm angry. Jesus. God damn it.
If you weren't here for the last episode, you should go back and watch it. Somebody popped in our chat on the wrong. We were just speaking on wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah.
And how lucky we are to just avoid that. She was not that lucky when it came to the podcast.
No.
She got in a real bad day.
I was stressed out, Zero. I was doing my breathing exercises. All right.
I wrote on my hands. I used everything in my book. And then this mother came in the chat. Hey, Zero, who's your favorite comedian?
What the fuck? Anyway, the point is that Thanksgiving was my best Thanksgiving.
Marcus said he catches at least 26 seconds of each one. We'll take it, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
I agree. This is very long form content.
Yeah.
All right, back to
it was my best Thanksgiving because I don't even need, at this point, I don't even need to be left alone. I just want to be treated like a fucking adult. I told you about the razor, right?
Yeah.
Shit, like, it's like, you, at some point, you gotta, like, stop. For real. Like, it's getting really ridiculous. And it makes, what?
I said Josh Rardo, stand by everything that Nick Lanny said. Josh Rardo is a podcast that Josh Michaels and I'm blanking on his
Gerardo
name.
Gerardo Alcaron?
They put their names together. Yeah, Gerardo. Yeah. They have a podcast.
We were going to do...
It's pretty good. Their production values.
I see him on TikTok, man. They kill it. We were going to have Gerardo on the next Buddy Cast soon. I don't know. We got to work that out. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, I love promotioning other people's podcasts.
Whatever. I don't know. Be supportive. But I'm excited. It's like a night. It's a baby step. All of these, since all of this, it's been just baby steps, little victories. And that's the thing that I talked about this with you and another comic. I can't remember who. I'm sure you'll remember the name. But you guys are always, you guys have been like, we'll just be happy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
People like that will say stuff to people like me, like, we'll just be happy. We'll stop being sad. We'll be positive. We'll stop being so negative. And it's like, you cannot fathom what it takes to get to that place. You have to dig and work, and it's little increments. And then you get to a place of, like, being able to breathe a little bit.
Right.
So
it's definitely a privilege of those of us who were raised in happy environments. Yeah. It's very, again, I use the word meta a lot because I don't know what it means, but I like using it. But like, it's very meta to me that like you're raised when you're raised in an environment that it's like love and support. It's kind of the theory of too much of a good thing. Like if it's like the rich kid thing. It's like the like real, if when you're raised in an environment with all love and support, no matter what, then you do start to get this disassociation from struggle, and you start to be like, yeah, like seeing somebody like you, it really took me a like second to like click over and be like, oh, he can't. It's not that he doesn't want to, or he's never thought of. He's never thought, hey, I should stop worrying about this and I should be happy. It's that he can't not do that. It's ingrained, and he has to teach him in the same way that for me, feeling like angry about things that I should be angry about, the amount of times I've let something go and then somebody was like, and you weren't mad about that? And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. And I look back later, I'm like, I should have been mad about that. That person, like, there's a certain point where being a nice person or it starts to become doormatty. It starts to become like you're letting the world walk over you. So, and that's why this podcast is a good thing, because there's hyper extreme niceness to the point of doormatting, and there's hyper extreme negativity to the point of like cynicism. And coming together and learning those things from each other is very important. And I think every group could learn a lot from that in general, like right, left, gay, straight, man, woman, like all that stuff. It's all good. And it's all there for a reason.
Our podcast is changing the world.
Yeah, as soon as people start recognizing that we are the best thing to happen ever.
Brilliance.
Just think of the things that we would accomplish if they gave us money. Marcus, I love that I'm watching two people who I would have never guessed get mad. You don't guess that Aaron gets
Marcus
mad?
Marcus doesn't know me at all.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. No, to be fair, before the podcast, I also didn't think that Aaron was a mad guy.
Why? Why? I'm so surprised by that.
Because there's an energy around people who are outwardly, like yours is, I think that's the thing. I think the way your family beat on you was like it clamped it down.
Yeah.
So like yours is like, yes, I feel this way, but it's my fault and I have to deal with it and I'll go deal with it over here. I'll go be angry over here. I'm not going to yell at you because I'm sure you have your reasons. Because I know I've been yelled at when I have my reasons. Yeah. So I'm going to take it over here. So you clamp yours down. But most angry people, from what I've seen and what I've picked up from the energy of the world, most angry people have an immediately like, you lash at me, I'm a lash back.
Yeah.
Like, when you make them mad, you immediately know it. And again, you've been in confrontations. You've seen when most people get mad. Like, you know how you can disassociate and kind of go like, yeah, I got, there are times I'm having a heated argument with somebody, but I'm not really mad. Mm. You know how you have that? I don't think most people have that. I think when they're actually mad, they're just mad. They're just feeling what they're feeling.
Gotcha.
And it's just immediate.
Marcus says, not to be gay, but you a rainbow smile. God, that's fucking gay. I may leave soon. Marcus, before
you rainbow smile,
before you leave to go masturbate to my Instagram photos, I've been a very angry, volatile, borderline violent person. I think people in the IE have seen it a little bit. There have been times where I've snapped on like hecklers, or I don't know if you were there when someone was fucking with Tony Ross, that guy.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it.
Whole other thing then. Regardless.
Yeah, that was way before.
Yeah, well, either way. No, I'm just happier now. I'm calmer. And I only chop coke up on your photos. Okay, well, I still take it as a compliment. the fact that you even give a shit about what I do is appreciated. And it makes me wonder how they're going to react when I move or when I tell them I'm going to move.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be the same as the usual. Like, it's that weird. Like, well, I mean, if you've made the decision, what I can't, I'm not gonna stop you.
They'll try.
And like, you think?
Fuck yeah, they'll try. Yeah,
that's interesting. This is a world that everybody has always supported every move that I've ever made, even when they're not logical. So I don't know anybody who would step in and be like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, can't.
Okay. Prediction time. This will be interesting. Okay. First off, when I move, whenever that is, I plan on having all my ducks in a row so that when it's happening, when I tell them like I'm moving, it's done. It's already happening.
You're already halfway there.
Yeah. My prediction is I think they won't say anything to me. I think at most my mom might say something. Might be like, are you sure? But what she means is don't go.
Okay.
But because it'll be too late, they'll end up just kind of talking to each other about it and gossiping. That's my prediction.
Okay.
And I think that's reasonable.
I think that's, from what you told me, that sounds accurate. I can't see them doing anything like, well, no, we're gonna find a way to stop you.
Yeah.
Like, slash your tire. Like, it's gonna be one of those like, okay, it's kind of out of nowhere, but all dude, right. And then
I'm just so happy and excited to leave.
Yeah, we got
I know.
It was picked up on that.
I know. I keep talking about it. I know, but it's like, it's every single day I think about it. I've been researching. I might move to Pilsen.
Pilsen, oh, specific.
Yeah, it was either Pilsen, Lincoln Park, not the West Loop because it's expensive, but those are the areas I was looking into. I can't even put it into words, man. I'm so fucking excited to leave.
And do you feel you would feel this way if it was anywhere or specifically Chicago?
Specifically Chicago. Well, I guess anywhere where there's comedy. If I was moving to New York, I'd be excited. If I was moving to, I don't know if Joel and Holland are doing well in Texas, but wherever there's comedy, it's like, yeah. I think I would be excited to move regardless because it's something new, but I'm especially excited because it seems like my gut's telling me this is the right move for comedy because it's not New York, it's not LA, it's not Texas, which seems to be this new spot to go to.
That's been
a vibe. Chicago feels like, it feels like a step up from, a big step up from Riverside. Riverside was its own little area, you know? Yeah. But Chicago, it doesn't. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Can you put it into words?
No, I get what you're saying. On the hierarchy of comedy things, in Riverside, it was like there was nothing, and then there was you guys, and then not that there wasn't obviously a scene, but it was so quiet that there wasn't. It might as well have been like one, maybe two mics, but like then you guys came, had to build something up into something, but even the thing that you built was still relatively quiet. Like breaking into the industry wasn't gonna come out of Riverside at the point that you guys had it. I think if you continue, again, when they continue with it, I think it has a lot of legs. It can go there. Like you guys started breaking into the Ontario Improv and all that stuff. But in general, it's like nobody's like, "Oh, you're a Riverside comic?
Yeah.
Like, wow, I'm gonna move to Riverside, mom and dad, and I'm gonna chase comedy." It's not like that. But with Chicago, there is like, you can believe that. When it's like, oh, I'm going to go do stand-up in Chicago. There are a lot of comedians who have come up out of Chicago. There are a lot of comedians well-known who have blown up from Chi-Town.
Yo.
And it's got a scene. And it may not be like New Texas. It may not be L.A. And it may not be New York. But it is higher up the
state. I've been having this fantasy. And this is purely fantasy.
All right. Here we go.
Yo. I've been having this fantasy of going to Chicago and staying there long enough. Obviously, a year is not long enough. Staying there long enough to where I can go somewhere else and legitimate. And people say, "Where are you from?" And I can legitimately say, "I'm from Chicago." I don't want to say I'm even from California anymore. I want to earn the right to. I want to figure out how to go to Bears games. I want to be able to handle the snow and be able to put chains on my tires without giving a fuck. I want to be able to know that the tram and the red line. I want to know all that shit. Yeah. I want to be a fucking Chicagoan so bad right now.
That's interesting. I'm from Missouri, and I still say I'm from Missouri, born and raised from Missouri.
Yeah.
And I've been in California now for 5 years, and I can't say I'm from. I still sometimes am like, when do you say like I'm from California? Like I live in California. But I'm not from, and I'm not, to be fair, I'm not trying to separate. I love my hometown. The more I'm here, the more I do find the beauty in where I left. I go back and forth between going back, nowhere near soon, because for me, it's like, this is where the dream chase is. And I'm going to go everywhere to do the dream thing. Obviously, it'll sometimes put me in New York, it'll sometimes put me in Texas. That's just being a comedian. But at some point, I might find myself back over there. I don't know. As of right now, I'm pretty locked into California. But yeah, it's that thing where like I don't feel like I'm there. Like I've been here this long and I'm not like, I'm a Californian. Yeah. Now, to be fair, I feel like if I went back to Missouri and I interacted with people, they'd be like, yeah, you're different. Like your vibe's different.
Marcus says, you got to catch a body to really be from Chicago. I'll do whatever it takes, Marcus. You don't know my anger.
Dark.
Yeah. That's the other thing I've noticed. I don't know if I brought this up to you. And I know that Marcus is fucking around, but the level of negativity that I experience when saying I'm going to do anything. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, like even with Chicago, when I tell people, I want to move to Chicago. It's cold. Well, it's dangerous. Well, money. Oh, but it's whatever. Like there, it's never like, oh, good for you, Aaron. Never.
It's and that's where it gets very fascinating with you, right? Because That was at my Parkinson's. I'm like, oh. And then I read the comment. I was like, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, come on now. I'm filming. Can you be cool? All right. Anywho, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. That's that interesting thing with you where, and this is, again, my glass half full situation. It's like, is that, like with Marcus, right? Marcus triggered the thought that it must be Nate, but you know Marcus is messing around. You know that. And, like, all that stuff. But then you do go down the rabbit hole of going, like, well, people are hitting you with negativity, and their negativity is, like, it's going to be cold and violent. It's like, like you said, it doesn't matter where you go at that point, because it's like, where would you go? Unless you chose somewhere that nobody thinks of, like, off the top of my head, like, Wyoming. Like, not no offense to anybody who would be from Wyoming.
Fuck Wyoming. Yeah, it went red as fuck, didn't it? Wyoming went red as fuck during the election, right?
I have no idea. But so let's say we said Wyoming, right? You were like, I'm moving to Wyoming. If nobody has anything, there's no media that's like, here's the thing about Wyoming. But there are states that we talk about and there are states that we don't. Texas has a thing. Chicago has a thing. Florida has a thing. New York has a thing, and California has a thing. And if you're really digging, the Midwest gets lumped together as one thing. Yeah. And then if it's like Minnesota?
Vegas and Hawaii.
Oh, Vegas and Hawaii.
Marcus said.
So, like, of the 50 states.
Marcus said, I think it'll be great for you, G. You just outgrew the creativity here for sure. Thank you, Marcus. I know you're fucking around. What I mean is, and I know I have an extreme reaction to stuff, but what I mean is, like, not even with Marcus. I mean, when I tell anybody, it's strange to me that is always, and that's always been the reaction my whole life. When I said I want to try to make movies, when I want to write, when I want to do improv, when I want to act, when I want to do theater, when I want to do whatever it is, the reaction is almost never supportive. And I wonder what's going on there.
I mean, if I had to take a stab in the dark, I think it's a combination of things. So, and this is where it gets meta, and I mean this with all the love and
heart.
But what's about, it's, they say you attract what you are and not what you want. And because your life has been your life and your vibe is your vibe, the people that are coming around you probably do have a negative because they feel that aura.
Yeah.
Emanating off of you, and so when you say something, it's like, oh, are you sure? Like, that's the vibe. If I say something as somebody who emanates positive, like, yeah, I'm sure that'll work out for you, because those are the circles that we run in. But then there's also the side of it that's
hold
like,
on crap in a bear. Nick just said drinking game with Zero says meta. Nick, are you drinking? Because if you are,
you're going to die.
Yo, say meta more, Zero. I want to see Nick fucking.
We start seeing comments from Nick, and it's like, Zero.
That's why I can relate. It's sad because if you were like, I want to be a post office worker, oh, go for it. Like, people can do things. I'm sorry, man. What were you saying?
I was saying how, like, there's also, so there's the part of it that's that, and then there's the part of it that I feel like is crabs in a barrel. So I think a lot of people, and this is human nature. This isn't a judgment on anybody. It's just like what I've seen and what I noticed. And it's kind of our biology is we want, the thing with humans is like conserve energy and time. Like we don't want to do stuff. We do stuff to a point, and then once you get comfortable, your body and your brain and your baseline stuff says, chill out. Like you don't have to try anymore. And anybody with like a dream has to push past that, past the comfort to get to their thing. And then sometimes they hit what they consider their dream and then they stagnate. And you notice like the people who go higher and higher are those that don't let themselves stagnate. But to come back to your level of it, it's like most people, and I think I've talked about this on a past episode, most people say they want to be happy, but they're not making the active moves to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say they want to do this or do that. Because it feels better to say I want to than to attempt it and fail. And I think vicariously, it's not on you. It's weirdly on them that because you're doing a thing that's like, oh, you're doing it, it's scary to their belief system. That it's like, I always thought that that's impossible. The reason I can't move, the reason I'm stuck, is because nobody could come up out of where we are. But if you break out of that, it shows me that my belief system's a lie. And I can't have that. I don't want to change. I don't want to grow. So it's easier for me to tear down your thing and be like, no, it's cold. Don't do it. It's not good. This is why I can't do it. You're better than me, man. I would never. Like, those things are more of a reflection of them than it is on you.
I agree. And I think that's why, that's another reason why I'm excited for Chicago, is that energy, that negative energy that you're talking about. I'm sure I'm going to always have that to some degree because it's just my upbringing and the people I've had to be around my whole life. But I don't think I'm that negative anymore. Like, I don't think that I feel the same way. I mean, this, even in this podcast, the level of change that has happened is pretty drastic. So I feel like that clean slate, going to Chicago, going to a place where people don't know me, they don't have any sort of preconceived notion about how I act or whatever, is gonna allow people to be more, like, I'm just gonna get better vibes out there. That's what I assume.
Yeah. I mean, fingers crossed. I'd like to hope that for you. And because obviously it's a testament to change. It's a testament to growth. It would be really bumming if you then went to Chicago and they were also like, what are you doing here? Why do you go back to California? You Californian.
You know what's funny is even that's my cousin, one of my cousins.
Is this a T cousin or just a cousin?
Different. That's a whole other conversation.
Okay. All right.
But even if that happens, well, I'm out there. And I'm a fucking force to be reckoned with. You're going to have to deal with me. So it is what it is. But I like to think that when they first meet me, this whatever version of me. What's up?
Meet me.
Okay.
That's how my brain processes. It's like that's the loop of my head. It's like I hear a thing and it immediately goes to a cartoon. And I'm like, I'm the goat cousin.
This cousin is a professional bodybuilder. She's a professional bodybuilder.
That explains the username.
Yeah, yeah. My family's a unique group of people.
That's very diverse. Okay.
But
back to what you were saying.
But no, it's. I'm just excited. I guess I would say that Thanksgiving worked out and that just fucking excited, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Also, I got more shit I got to do. Are you good to wrap up?
Yeah. I mean, hey, 44 minutes is a good time for me. All right, guys. So that's been the A to Z podcast. I'm Zero Remsen. You can find me at @0_KRAnime. Under me to the right is my man Aaron Chase. You can find him at AaronChase91 on Instagram and TikTok. You can find this podcast, A to Z, on Buddy System Comedy on YouTube. All of our episodes are up there, edited, and all good and stuff. So if you want to watch more of these, go there. We do these lives on Instagram. We appreciate you coming by and listening to us talk about Aaron's traumas and me making doofy jokes. And so, you know, we appreciate it. Last comment from Marcus, D-word, I stayed the whole time. We're surprised, too. So we appreciate you regardless. Thank you. Laters.